Brussels in English, this is the Bulletin. It is the city's flagship exhibition this autumn at Beaux-Arts, showcasing some of David Hockney's finest works over a career spanning six decades, including a recent series of sometimes controversial digital paintings that defiantly celebrated spring during the first lockdown last year. This dual show at Beaux-Arts has just started, and it's on until the 23rd of January. We found out a bit more from its curator, Helen Little.
There is something that is just quite hard to put your finger on, but at the same time so blindingly obvious, which is the way in which this artist has such an incredibly magical formula of being one of the world's most popular artists, but also a very serious artist. And I think critics have been rather unkind to David over the years, because there is this sort of perception that you can't be one or you can't be both, you have to be one or the other. And often his incredible popularity has sort of overshadowed the seriousness and the rigour of his ideas that have, you know, sort of contained him and sustained him throughout the 60 years of his work. I'm always drawn to a couple of interviews that Hockney gave very, very early on in his career, as he was becoming very, very successful and world famous. And when he was asked, why are you so popular? He gave a very, very simple but very, very powerful answer. And the answer was, I think it's because I'm only asking people to look. I'm just asking people to look in a slightly different way. And I think that that's, you know, actually quite to the point. And I think his work is bold, it's bright, it's affirmative. It takes us on incredible journeys through his own life and to places far away and new and exotic. They say something about his fascination with people, the way he's such an excellent communicator, and the way in which he has always been so driven as an artist to tell stories and to make impactful pictures that people find joyful and accessible and meaningful. And I think all of those things run right the way through this exhibition, through 60 years of his practice. And I think that is the secret, really.
Thanks very much. I mean, that's probably it's as much as one can in a nutshell.
Yes.
Because of the 60 years of career.
Yes.
It's still quite a shock, but there's an abrupt difference when you go from the first exhibition to the second one.
Yes.
And maybe there is some more criticism. I mean, you don't see... Yes, he calls them paintings, but sometimes it does feel like illustrations or a series.
That's interesting.
I don't know how you see it in terms of, you know, the evolution of his career.
Yeah. I mean, I'm less familiar with the body of work that we're looking at now, which is the Normandy pictures that David has been making over the lockdown period. So these are as new and fresh to me as for the visitors. And I think when I saw them originally at the Royal Academy in London before they travelled to Brussels, I was very, very overwhelmed by their luminosity and by... I felt quite confused. What are these images? Are they prints? Are they drawn? Are they painted? And I think David actually delights in being able to create pictures that are so difficult to categorize. And this is something that's also very apparent with all of his work. He is an absolute maestro at switching so quickly and so professionally with every single artistic medium he has put his hand to. And I think he really does enjoy moving between them and doesn't give one a priority over another. And he really does genuinely believe that an iPhone and an iPad is a tool that has equal value to the brush and to the pencil and to the, you know, the printer's stylus. And he makes absolutely no distinction between them. And I think Edith, my colleague, said something quite profound, which is that, you know, Hockney thinks that historical artists, if they were alive today, Van Gogh, Monet, Picasso, would have been absolutely delighted to be using this kind of technology. And there really should not be the sort of snobbery that we have around these things. Just because they are so ubiquitous in our life, everybody has an iPhone, everybody has an iPad, but does that necessarily mean that we can all create
complex, beautiful images that are quite like this. And in some ways they're even more accessible because in some ways they can be enjoyed as much, if not more so, on a screen as well.
They can.
So even if somebody hasn't got the, an opportunity to come and visit the exhibition.
And it gives another sort of string to Hockney's bow in terms of the ambition he has for the impact of his work and the way in which he can disseminate his work. And we see that very early on when he's riffing on William Hogarth and admiring historical artists who were starting to use the printed form as a way to launch their work into a mass audience. And Hogarth was a pioneer of that. And Hockney very quickly takes that on as a really powerful lesson. And I think he's taken technology as a way of, sort of circulating and making his images as accessible, more widely accessible than ever. And I think that's, to his merit.